Nozir, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Hareini Nozir min Achatzanim. He says over a Nusach that he's a Nozir, but he only mentions one of the dinim. Nazirus is a Pasha, like we said, that's cut many different things. He says Nozir min Achatzanim. He's a Nozir min Achatzanim. He adds even min Azogim. Chatzanim are parts of the grape. The Chatzanim is the seeds of the grape. The Zogim is the klipos. Both of them, we learned, even have separate lavim. But they're both only part of the general category of Yayin Vanovim, that's also on a Nozir. Minatak lachas, or he says that he's a Nozir from shaving his head. Uminatumba, he's a Nozir from that. From only from Tumas Meis. Now, l'chore, the meaning of the Mishnah is that when he said the Loshon of Nazirus, he taka meant that he's a Nozir only from those specific things. The Aloch is b'chol zois, when he's mekabel on himself the Pasha of Nazirus, harez a Nozir v'chol d'gdukin Nazirus olav. There's no such thing as a halfway Nozir. Ain't Nazirus l'chatzoin. So, as soon as he's mekabel Nazirus, he meant it as a Pasha of Nazirus. He's not asking up himself on grapes like a Nozir. He meant Pasha's Nazirus. The Shem Nozir is a Shem Kalelos for everything. This is a little bit what makes more difficult the tzad that we said Mishnah Aleph, we said from Achroinim, that it could be that there's a different Hagdorah to different parts of Pashas Nazirus. And Cain, Mechadesi, he can't split. It's exactly a Kosovo. Okay, the Gemara learns out of a Pasuk in Nazirus, like but it's a little bit harder to hear. If you hold that the Nazirus is one Chalois, that's Chal on a person, like Abshimon says, it's one Niug of Prishus. And it's a chefza that's chal on him, the niyug of prishus, so then it's all or nothing. Vinish vid halacha shteta on the Mishnah reizen nozir, v'chol digduke nazirus olav, he has every single halacha, the Mishnah stresses, he has every single halacha. The Gemara is an interesting makor, by the way, to this din. The Pasuk says, miyayin v'shecha yazir, mikor la she'yosa migefen ayayin. Why does the Torah have to speak it out twice? That even if he was nozir min ayayin, it's cholol of gnezirus gemur legabi other dinim, and the Gemara extends that not only the protim and the klal legabi anything wine grape related, but even legabi the other dinim. Hareini kishimshoin, kiven manoyach kibal dlilo. He's referring over here to the parsha of Shimshon. Nezirus Shimshon is really not mavur in the parsha of Nosoi. It's the Haftorah of Parshas Nozir, which is called Nazirus Shimshon. And Nazirus Shimshon, by the way, has its own dynamic, exactly what the halachas are. And we're going to have to discuss that in Mitzvah Hashem when we get to the halachas later on. We'll just say one prat. Nazirus Shimshon does not have Hatoras Chochem. Well, Nazirus Shimshon, you see in the Parsha by Nazirus of Shimshon, the Shoifit, is that it wasn't Chal Al Yedei his Neder. It's not part of the regular Parsha Nedarim. There's a din, a chalois, that's chal in a person who is a Nozir Shimshon. Different dynamics, different dinim. Middle, there's no she'elo. So that needs a havon exactly how to define that. Vinishvi, over here, he says one of the nuschois. He's either like Shimshon, or he's like the son of Manoach. Read the Haftorah. Kibal Dlilo is like the husband of Dlilo, is the one who brought him down tragically and made him ois, bikdushose, bikvurose, and then he was killed. Ayidei the Plishtim. Kimisha Oka Dalsois Azo. One of the feats of superhuman strength over there is that he took down the doors of Azo. Halvai Avunz Gizok, to take down the doorways, the Koicha Klippa of Azo. Mher of Yomenu. Kimisha Nikru Plishtim Isainov. Like the one who the Plishtim poked at his eyes. Hareza Nazir Shimshon. He has that Koyach. But again, like we said, it's when he makes himself, he declares himself a Nozir. The Torah was matl on him, the Pasha Nazirus. We don't look at the Nazirus as being a product of a Koyach Neder. Ma be Nazir Oilom le Nazir Shimshon. What's the difference between Nazir Oilom and Nazir Shimshon? It's a different Pasha. Nazir Oilom. Let's point out. There's such a thing as a person asking himself forever. Stam Nazirus, we said, is Lamed Yoim. But there is an idea of being a Nazir Oilom. So Nazir Oilom lechor Nazir Shimshon is the same thing. Nozir Shimshon is a lifetime definition, description, sentence, whichever word you want to use. Nazir Olam also. So what's the difference between the two? Hich bitzaroi mekel betar. The halacha is that a Nazir Olam can be, when his hair becomes too heavy for him to comfortably carry it. So, by the way, it's halacha Moshe Mesinai. By a nozer, oilam the halacha is his makeup batar, he could shave off some of it with a razor. The Gemara actually learns that of a pasuk. Somebody else who was a nozer oilam was Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech. He was taka killed when he was hung by a tree fleeing from battle by his hair. And the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, "Ubegalcha Yisroshoi, v'hoyim miketz yom li yomim asher yigalech ki kovid olav v'gilcha." It stated klar that there's a din for an ozdim v'galech ki yachbid olav sairoi. How often is that? Yomim yomim means once a year. As I dash in Chazal, the Rav brings from the Gemara, memel that's in the zir oilam is meko betar every 12 months. Umevi sholosh behemois, and when he's Mekel Besar, it's a givis a lessening of the Nazir. So halacha Moshe Mesinai that he could do it. But Lamaisa, the same way a Nozer that becomes Tomei has to bring Korbonis to Glachas Tomei, which is being a Tzushtel. Also a Mekel Betar, as part of the halacha Moshe Mesinai, is that he could be Mekel Betar with a certain commemoration of this stage of the Gadol Peresar Roishoi going off, and then he starts it again. Which Korbonis? In Nazirus, the Kabbalah's Nazirus, which we're not learning now, we'll see later on, say that Kabbalah's when a Nazir finishes is a Keves Loyla Kivsa Lachatos, Va'ayel Lishlomim, Shalmi Nazir. So he has to bring the same Kabbalah's when he's making a Batah. Not that he's Mechuis to be making a Batah, but if he wants to, he brings the Kabbalah's. Vim Nitmo, this is the Korban of Tiglachas Tumo, so he has to shear his hair off. He has to start in the Zirus again. Before he starts in the Zirus again, he has to be Mevi Korban Tumo. Klape that, he has the same halachas as a regular Nozer. A Nozer Shimshin Hichbit Sare Eni Mekel. He's not allowed to cut his hair. You see by Shimshin that that's what he told Delila, that he'll lose his Koyach if one time Atayaz Yovi Aroshe. However, the halacha Moshe Mesinai is that he doesn't have the halacha of not being Nitmo. Vim Nitmo Eni Mevi Korban Tumo. You see, by Shimshin, he didn't have a problem being nitma lemesim. He didn't have a problem engaging in warfare. So that's halacha Moshe Mesinai of a nozer Shimshin. That's the chilukim between a nozer oilam and a nozer Shimshin. One thing that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, it's interesting, is the point that we started with, which is that a nozer Shimshin is not a product of a neder, so there's no sheila. He can't be oikah aidei achocha. That halacha is not true by a nozer oilam. Nozer oilam is part of Pashas Nedarim. Why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah? It's not because it's not the dinim of Nazirus, it's how the Nazirus is created, as it says. Mishnah Gimel, Stam Nazirus Loishim Yoim. The Pasuk, Gerad, the Gemara brings a Rembes, that's Halacha Loishim Mesinai, but the Pasuk says, Kodesh Yiyah. Yiyah is Begematria 30. It's not how often do you have Halachas, the Nidrash from Gematrias. Oma Hareini Nozir Achas Gedoylo, Hareini Nozir Achas Ktano. He says he's taking on himself a tkufa of a big nazirus, or he's taking on a tkufa of a small nazirus. Afilu mikan v'atzeifa oilam. That would seem to be something longer than the regular. You have to say what it means is the Mishnah says over here, nazir shalosh yom. We see that only as a regular nazirus, which stam nazirus shalosh yom. Why, when he says afilu mikan v'atzeifa oilam, nazir shalosh yom, why don't we say it's a nazir oilam? So the Gemara argues that it could be that you would say Mikan Vatsayfalam means the amount of time that it takes for him to walk Mikan Vatsayfalam, which the Gemara says, by the way, is 500 years. The Gemara says in several places. But if that's what he wanted to say, that's what he would have said. So the Gemara says Mikan Vatsayfalam just means that for him it's a great enough untenemen, undertaking, as if he would be forced to walk Mitsayfalam Vatsayfalam. So it's not more than an Azar Shloshim. The Loshen doesn't mean a Nozer Oilam. Hareini Nozer V'yayim Echad. If he says that he's a Nozer V'yayim Echad, what does it mean, Nozer V'yayim Echad? A Tkufas Nazirus plus one day. Hareini Nozer V'shoh Achas, 1 hour. Hareini Nozer Achas U'mechto, 1.5. Hareini Nozer Shtayim. There's no such thing as an hour or a day of Nazirus. So he didn't say Nazirus of Lamed Yoyim. What he did was he said he's a nazir and a small bite-sized nazirus of an hour, of a day, of 15 days. So Mele, he made a Nazirus, plus he made a Miktsas Nazirus of a second Kufa, he has to be another twice. He has two Bazumdu Kabbalas Nazirus in, and like we said, another can be Makabal Nazirus, it'll be for after he finishes his original Nazirus. But if he says, I am a Nazir for 30 days and an hour, so then he's a Nazir Shloshim Ve'echod Yoim. Even though it sounds like the same thing, but he didn't say it as a Tosefis of another Nazirus. He said a Nazir of 31. Now, he didn't say 31. He said Shoachas. There's no Nazirus L'shois. Shein Nozim L'shois. What he's saying is 30 and a first day. So it's 31 days. And he could say 45, he could say 52. If he says 52 and a half, it'll mean 53 and so on. That's the halacha.